We're holding in Lukut Halachas Archaim Halachas Purim Halacha Dalid. We're up to Ayis Dalid, and we've been discussing up until now. And Rustin's been explaining to us based on the Torah that we learned Torah Aye in Tinyana that the chilik between these two basic ways that a person is able to receive hashpa. We were just talking about Mamash a minute ago. There's two basic ways that a person is able to receive hashpa. One is a way which is called Chesed. One is a way which is called Rav Chesed. One is a way which is the basic general way that a person receives hashpa. That's the way that the things in this world, which are in that middle ground, the world that's called Klipas Noiga, they receive its chias from. That's the nine mamarim after the maimer, which is called Bereishis Nami Maimer Hu. And then there's the first maimer, which is called Maimer Sasam. That's Bereishis Nami Maimer Hu. That's Araisa Datika Stima, the highest level of the Giloi of the R of the Rabbanu Shalom. That comes down, Dafka, in that place of the Makai Mesamet Tunafais. And when a person is stuck, again, Mairachan is very much when learned to Torah, when a person is stuck in that place of the Mokai Mesamet Tanafis, when a person's stuck in a place of total evil, a person's stuck in a place of total ra, someone which is totally in that place of Shal Tachtis, and he screams out and cries out, I am Mokai Mekavoidoi, at that moment he's able to be Magala, the highest level of light, a light which is not based on that which he's able to receive, the Rabbanu Shalom being Mashpia, but a light which is beyond and above that which is the normal general way of Ashpa, is able to be Magala, what he calls a Rav Chesed. That's both what he says in Torah Lamed Gimel and what he says over here in Torah Yud Beis that we saw in Tinyana, that there's a Giloi of the highest level R that's able to come down Dafka to those places. And it's Dafka in that Makim, and the lowest Makim, that the highest Giloi is able to be revealed, because as we said, in the lowest Makim, you can't have a Giloi of the regular R. The only R you could have in that Makim, the only R you can have in that low place is only an R which is the highest R. That's what we spoke about in the Torah. And therefore, he explained that that's the difference between a regular Yontif and Purim. A regular Yontif, he says, is called a Yoim Toiv. Yoim always means the Indian of Tzimtzum. Yoim means that it's a day. A day means that it's a specific midah, and it's something which is limited. That's what a Yoim means. Yoim Toiv is a regular Yontif. A regular Yontif, the way we receive the Yontif is that there was a threat against us from the Klipas Noiga. It's a threat against us, which wasn't such a terrible threat. It was a bad threat, but like we said, it was a threat which came from the place of the Oirif. Pares Oisis Oirif. It comes from the back of the neck. It comes from that place which is ready Mekasher, the Moichin to the Midis. And therefore, when we get out of that threat, so what we celebrate is a Yom Toiv. It's a Yom, it's a day, but a day means it's a Tzimtzum, but it's a Yom Toiv. It's a day which is Toiv, it's good, but it's a day which is good. It's Magala on Purim, where the threat against us wasn't a threat of Midas, but the threat against us was a threat which is our core existence. It was a threat to threaten us with the Gimel Klipas HaTmeis, with the higher level of Klipa, which is a Klipa of Avodah Zarah, which if you get stuck in there, L'chari, there's no Toiv in there at all. You're not able to be Magala, the Nitzitz of Elakus, within Avodah Zarah, because there is no Nitzitz of Elakus in Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the threat is a much, much more existential threat. It's a threat which is trying to mamash destroy us. That's what Haman wanted to do. Lahashmir, laharik, lahabid. It's kol yehudim. The essence of what it means to be a yid by getting kol yisrael to fall to mishtachav letzelam shel yisrael rasha nebuchadnezzar, the tzelam of Haman. She made himself into a avodah zarah, like the Gemara says. He wanted to be able to trick us and be able to get us to fall in that second level klipa, which is the klipa which destroys us completely. And the melo, the giloi of what happens on Purim, is we're able to be magala, that R which is called Araisa Datika Stima, the R which is called an R which is higher than Yamim, an R which is called Bereishis Nami Maimerhu, an R which is called the Maimer Sasim. And in that moment, what we reveal is not a Yantif. A Yantif means it's a Yom Tov. It's a good day, but it's a Tzimtzum. It's a specific day. The Giloi of what happens on Purim is the light that's revealed. It's not a Yom Tov. It's higher than Yom. It's that which is called in Torah Lamed Gimel Ahava Shabbat Das, as opposed to Ahava Shabbat Yomim. Ahava Shabbat Das, like we said, is the Ahava which is able to be expressed. It's Ahava Shabbat Yomim. So it's Ahava which Yomim, again, Yom always represents a Tzimtzum. It always represents a Midah. Every day is another one of the Sefiris. Every day is another Midah. And Ahava Shabbat Yomim means the Ahava that is able to be expressed. The higher level that's expressed on Purim is that level which is called Ahava Shabbat Das. That level which is going to be Nizgala when Mashiach comes, it's the Ahava which is able to be beyond any Tzimtzum. Normally, that level of love is not able to be expressed and can't be received because it can only come down. It can't come down because it needs a Keli to come down, regular love. But the love, the Ahava Shabbat Das, that's able to be revealed on Purim, is an Ahava which is Arais Tatika Stima. It's the highest level of Ahava. It's the Ahava that a parent has to the child that they're not able to reveal through actions. The regular way is Ahava Shabbat Yamim. That's the things that the parent does for the child. Avashe Badas is the essence of the love that the parent has for the child, that the husband has for the wife, that the Baruch Hashem has for Klal Yisrael. That's what's able to reveal them permanent. That's where Rav Nosson said that the Medrash says that La'asad Lavoi, the Yomtif, it's not going to be in his battle, is the Yomtif of Purim. Because every other Yomtif is a Yomtif. It's a Yom Tov. It's only a day which is called a Yom Tov. So, okay, it's a Tzimtzum. It's a Gilo of the Rabban Hashem is being Magala as a Hava through a specific Keli. But once we get to the place of Reis Natik Estima, once we get to the place of Mashiach, we're rising higher than the place of Kelim, and Mimelo, the Ar that's being revealed through Kelim, is Batul Mavutl. It's not something which is Chashav anymore. Mashenkin Purim, which is not a Yom Tov. Like the Gemara Megillah says, they weren't Makabal as a Yom Tov. This is the Oymik of what Rav Nosson is saying. They weren't Makabal as a Yom Tov. They didn't want it as a Yom Tov, because Yom Tov means that it's limited. They didn't want it as a Yom Tov. They just want it as a day of Mishtav Simcha. Mishtav Simcha means a Havashah B'das and not a Havashah B'yamim. We'll see soon. It means that's what it means. Chayv Enishla B'sumei B'puraya. The site of getting drunk means to tap into a Havashah B'das and not a Havashah B'yamim. And Mimela, at that moment, what's revealed on Purim is a level of a Havashah B'das, not a Havashah B'yamim. And Mimela, it's a Yom Tov which is not going to be in his battle, La'asad Lavoi, because everything that's revealed, La'asad Lavoi, is just Purim. The whole gilui of what's going to happen then is the soid of that it's going to be the whole year is going to be Purim. That's what Prince was talking about the other week of Elif Hashmini is Yom Shekula Purim. There's Yom Shekula Shabbos, and Pasta is Yom Shekula Purim. He said the Lashem is Magala. Which means it's that level of everything's Purim. Because the Purim is a gilui of a Havashah B'das, and La'asad Lavoi is a gilui of a Havashah B'das, and Memelo Purim and Mashiach are not a stira. Purim, Mashiach, and Pesach, it's not a stira, but Mashiach, over the light of Mashiach, overrides the light of Pesach. Because Pesach is just a Havashah B'yamim, and the light of the La'asad Lavoi is a Havashah B'das. Mashenke, when it comes to Purim, Purim is the Gila of La'asad Lavoi. Purim is a shtick Mashiach deck already. Because Purim is when a person is able to experience Havashah B'das as opposed to a Havashah B'yamim, and Mimela, that's the only Yontif. It's not going to be in his battle, La'asad Lavoi, because it's not a Yontif. It's not a Yom Tov, it's not Tzimtzum, it's not a love that's able to be expressed through Kalim, but it's a love of the Tzara. That's what we just mentioned, Mamash, right before, she was giving right before, that's why the Baal Shem Tov is Megala, that when Achashverosh called Vashti into the palace at the beginning of the Megillah, when he called her in, so he wanted her to come in Aruma. So she said in Gemara, he told her to come in just wearing the Keser Malchus on your head, just wearing the crown, but don't come in wearing any clothing. Right? So the simple level is that he was prost, and he wanted to be Megala, the beauty of Vashti, that they said, the other nations said, we're only really going to be able to see how beautiful she is, but she comes without anything on. The Baal Shem Tov is Megala, that the conversation, every conversation taking place in the Megillah, is all between the Rabban Shem and Klal Yisrael. And what the Rabban Shem is being Magala on Purim is an R higher than Levushim. That the regular R that's received every day of the year is an R which has Levushim. It's an R which is based on that which we've done. A Levush, like the Baal Tanya said, explains, a Levush means the mitzvahs that we've done. So the R which comes out on a regular day is an R which has Levushim. The R which comes down on Purim, this is the beginning of the Purim story, the Rabban Shem, Melech Malchim Lachim, the ultimate Melech, is being Magala that the Malka, which is Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, is able to receive the level on Purim without Levushim. And the only thing that it's wearing is the Keser. The Keser is higher than Levushim. The Keser is higher than everything. It's Keser Munach HaRoshah. It's the Keser which is above everything. It's that world which is called the Havashah B'das. Havashah B'yamim is Levushim. Because that's the Levushim, it's on the body. Right? Levushim on the body. The body is a place of Yamim. That's where Havashah B'yamim is expressed. Havashah B'das is in that place of Keser. And Mimelo, what the Rabban Shem is being Magala at the beginning of the Purim story, is Aruma without anything, just the Keser Malchus on her head, which means that the Giloy of what happens on Purim is an R coming down, which doesn't have Levushim. It's an R which is not a Yontif. Yontif has Levushim. Pesach has Chesed. Rosh Hashanah is Midas Adin. It's Gevura. It's Yitzchak. Purim doesn't have a Levush. It doesn't have anything. It's just all straight clean. It's all pure. It's all white. It's that level which is higher. It's higher than Yom Kippur. It's a level of total white. It's that level which is just the R of a Havashah B'das. And Mimela, it's a Yontif which is not going to be in this battle. La'asad Lavoi, because it's a Yontif which doesn't have Levushim. It's a Yontif which doesn't have Kalim. It's not a Yontif. And Mimela, La'asad Lavoi, the whole Gila, what's going to take place in La'asad Lavoi, is just going to be Yom Shekula Purim. It's going to be a continuation of Vaiter and Vaiter and Vaiter Purim. We'll be able to experience every moment as being a Purim Dika Giloi, where the Manshim is being Magala, that R, which is a Havashah B'das. That in the world that we live in, it's not able to be expressed. Because we live in a world in which everything is based on expression. If you want to show somebody that you love them, you have to express it to them. And if you don't express it to them, they say it's very nice, but I don't know. I'm not able to experience that which you know, deep in the inside. It's very nice that you say you love me, but if you don't write me a card, if you don't give me a present, if you don't tell it to me, if you don't do something, so then how am I supposed to know that you appreciate me? So the only way you can show me that you appreciate me is by telling it to me. I'm telling you, deep inside me is a deep, deep love for the other person. Hey, you have to express it. If it's not expressed, the other person doesn't experience it. And Kaviyachabad Rabban Hashem to Klal Yisrael, it's the same thing. That the love that we normally experience is that which can be expressed from the Rabbanu Shem to us. It's Ahava Shebiyamim. But the Gila of Asad Lavai, the Gila of Purim is an aura of the Ahava, that the Rabbanu Shem is able to, so to speak, just give over everything that's Kavayachal in the Rabbanu Shem's Atzmius, to give over that Ahava that's in the place of Das, to give that over to us directly without any Levushim, without needing to do anything, just that intrinsic love, that love which can't be expressed, that love which a parent feels for a child, that no matter what they'll do for the child, they can never really express the Ahava that they have. That's the Ahava that's given over Dafkan Purim. And Mamela, it's a Gilui of the highest level. It's like Rav Nosson said, it's Oitza Mailus Purim, that it's the highest level, higher than Yontif, higher than Shabbos, higher than Kippur. It's the highest level because it's a Gilui of the R of Ahava Shabbadas. It's that level of the R, the Ahava that Rabban Shem has, that's not in Levushim Bachlal. That's what we said basically up until now when he explained that that's in your Mashalach Manas Ishtari Eyu. There's also the Ahava and the Ahava and the Achtos that comes, not just because I have a regular Ahava and Achtos, but it's the Ahava that comes from that place of Ahava Shabbadas between me and other Yidden also, that I don't give just Shalach Manas to the people that I'm able to say I'm a Shaychas to the person, but I'm able to reveal that even those people that I don't like, even the people that I don't have a Shaychas to, even the people that I'm not interested in on the level of Ahava Shabbayamim, on the level of Ahava Shabbadas, be able to be Magala that everybody's my Re'eyu. Shalach Manas Ishrei Eyu, everybody's my friend. So be able to be Magala, that level of revealing that everybody's Be'etzim Re'eyu, and therefore even if on the level, the regular throughout the year, the guy's my son, he's my enemy. Because on the level of Ahava Shabbadas, Ahava Shabbayamim, we don't get along. But on the level of Ahava Shabbadas, on the level beyond the Yamim, then I'm able to experience my love to that person is able to be in the highest level. That's why this farm say a little bit of Derek Tzachas, but this farm say that's why there's Mishal Chmanis and Matanis Lev Yoinim. Because every person that you're giving is not sure if you're giving him Al Tzis an Ani or Al Tzis your friend. Right, so normally the whole year around, you give the guy Tzedakah. The guy says, okay, I'm a Nebuch, you're the Mashpia, I'm the Makabel. But then suddenly you give the Ani, right, the real way to give Mishal Chmanis and Matanis Lev Yoinim is to give Manis. Right, matanos la'avyoinim is to give matanos, to give monos to the person, to give food. Right, we give it as money, but you give food to the person, and you're giving food as mishalach manos. So the poor guy who's sitting on the street corner, who every day receives, you know, handouts from everybody, who feels like he's nobody's friend and he's just a Nebuch case, suddenly on Purim he's not sure anymore. Is he getting it out matanos la'avyoinim, or is he getting it out mishalach manos? Everybody becomes re'eyu. There's no differentiation between the guys in Evian and the guys who's re'eyu. It all becomes the same. It's that giloy of that level of Ahava Shabbadas that gets revealed on Purim. That's what we, again, maybe a kitzer that we set up until now. Let's continue a little bit of Rav Nosson inside, because I'd love to finish this before Purim, and we don't have a lot left to do. So he says like this, Ukshenis Gala. Let's go to Ice Hay. Yeah, just to make sure that we finish. Ba'al Kain, Chayev, Levesume, Bepariah, Adla, Yadam, and Orham, Labarch, Marthai. Why? Kisham, Ulamalame Adas, Usham, and Chayach, Lamer, Orham. Kisham, Ukula Toiv, Lamalame Amidas, Lamalame Mea Toiv, Mea Ra. In Torah Lamed Gimel, he said that the level of Ahava Shabbadas is above Yamim. Ahava Shabbayamim is that there's Yimei Ra and there's Yimei Toiv. Yimei Sina and Yimei Ahava. There's different levels of Yamim. But in that place of Ahava Shabbadas, there's no chiluk between Toiv and Ra. In that place of Das, in that place which is above the separation between Chesed and Gvura, Das is above Chesed and Gvura, and that place is Kulei Toiv. Kishama Kulei Toiv, Lamala Mei Midas Lamala, Yimei Toiv and Yimei Ra. Zebachin is Seir Parah Aduma, Shebachin is Chuka Lamala Mei Adas. And he said in the last Isa, that's why I read Parah Aduma, Parsha Sapar, right after Purim, because it's the site of a chukah, which is the Malamei Adas, Metamitarim, Metarit Tmeim. She has Shalavan Zasoid, Adlas, and she's Galah Torah Gnuza. The only way we're able to reveal that is in the way of Ahava Shabbadas. I mean, the whole gila of what happens when a person gets shikar in Purim is a gila of this level of Ahava Shabbadas. And that's what we just said before, that's why what happens on Purim is everybody becomes equal. The biggest tzaddikim, the biggest talmidei chachamim, and the biggest amaratzim, they're all the same. Because the biggest talmid chacham who could give the most gevaldik a shir during the year, on Purim he's shikah like everybody else. And he can't even give a shir during that he could give during the year. So what's his maila? His maila is not going to give a shir. All his moichid, all of his mailas that he has throughout the year are not there anymore. So what's his maila? His maila is that he has a havashah badas. That him and the amaratz are talking on the same level. That there is no maila to him. That the maila is not a maila because of what he's done. The maila becomes that he's a yid. So he's a yid, and the amaratz is a yid. And the chayta is a yid, they're all yidden together. There's a giloy of that achdus that comes together, dafka from that inyan of chayiv inish lebesume b'raya adla yada. That there is no chilek between ar haman and baruch mordechai. In the world of ahava shabbayamim, there's a chilek. In the world that we live in throughout the year, there's a chilek. There's yimei ra and yimei toiv. There's ra and toiv. Eitzadas toiv ra. There's that world of which is called toiv, and there's a world which is called ra, and there has to be a differentiation. But in the level of maimer sasim, in that level, we're able to be magala that nitzitz of elikus, even in the Makaimis Amatunaflis, even in the place of Aveda Zara, to be Magal, that even over there, even the Krach Kodol Shabaraimi, in the worst places in the world, where the person asks you, Heichan Alekecha, and you tell him, Krach Kodol Shabaraimi, and the big villages and the big places which are fighting the Rabbanu Shalom, that's where you're able to magal the Rabbanu Shalom. So in that makam, the stakan ochilik between Tov and Ra, and that place, everything's the same. In that place, it all becomes blurred, and you get to the level of Ahavah Shabbadas, that level which is above Yamim, Yimei Tov and Yimei Ra, and you get to the level which is Kol Kulei Tov, that level which is all good, which is the level of La'asad Lovi. This is the oimak of how Moshe Rabbeinu fights Amalek. How does Moshe Rabbeinu fight Amalek? He picks his hands up, Klal Yisrael wins. He puts his hands down, Klal Yisrael loses. Affecting Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are making a machama. It's like some magic trick. He picks his hands up, and they win. He puts his hands down, and they lose. Right? They said one time, one of the rebbes by the tish, he able to see this mamash kasha yara moishas yada. You know, I watch a rebbe by a tish, and everyone's like shvach, and the apprentice, everyone's weak, and then the rebbe goes like that, and the whole place just mamash jumps up on the feet, and everybody gets like fire again. So mamash like a bechin of Moshe Rabbeinu, like kasha yada yara moishas yada. Moshe Rabbeinu picks up his hands, and everybody mamash jumps up. Everybody's able to win. Fractic moav chiyada shemoisa moisha isis machamas. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands are doing macham. It's a magic trick. He's like, "Tomorrow, it was man. She saw a mistake on Lamala. Him noitzchem. When Klal Yisrael looked up Lamala and they looked at the Rabban Shem, that's how we won. And when Kaviyachal, when we look down, which doesn't just mean looking down, it means that we stopped recognizing that the Rabban Shem is in charge. That's when we began to lose." What's the only etzah that you can do when Amalek attacks you? Is l'stakalamala. To go look at that which is beyond anything that you're able to see throughout the year. Throughout the year, we look at things at eye level. We look at things at surface. We look at that which we're able to see. This is toiv and this is ra. Avodah Zarah is ra. This is toiv. And we're not able to see that level of Maimer Sassim, which is able to reveal even in the worst places, because it's Ra. And Chiv is the obligation, like we said many times in Torah Yudbeis, you have to stay away from those places. But in Purim, you're able to Megal that if you found yourself by the Suda Shal Oysa Rasha, if you found yourself bowing down to Vuchanasat Selim, if you found yourself in the worst places, you're still able to be Megal that the Rabban Hashem is in that Makim. That even the Makim Sim Tanafis, even the Krakadol Shabaraimi, even in the worst places, you're still able to be Megal the Rabban Hashem. And in Mela, in that Makim, you're able to Megal that you start, when and they're able to look all the way at the top. They're able to look at the shirish of everything, which is Bereshis. Bereshis Nami Maimer. They're able to see the shirish of that chilik between Shemaim and Oretz, of that chilik between Toiv and Ra, of that chilik between the world which is Toiv Avayu, and the Ruach HaLekim HaRachefes Alpnei Amayim, the Ruach HaShem Mashiach. At that moment, you're able to see the shirish of everything. You're able to see that at the core, the shirish of the Ra, and the shirish of the Toiv, else is the Rabban Hashem. At that moment, at that core, at the Shevish, at the Bereshis, it's all the Rabban Hashem. So the Gilo of what happens when you fight Amalek, if you're fighting them regularly, you're not going to win. The only way to fight Amalek is you have to get to Bereshis. You have to get it all the way to the top. You have to go all the way back to the beginning and be able to see that even in Amalek, even in that which I'm fighting, I'm able to be Magala, that even after I've fallen to bowing down to Avodah Zarah, to eating from the Suda Shalaisa Rasha, I'm still able to be Magala by screaming out, I am a Kaim Kavoidai, I can be Magala of the Rabban Hashem even in that Makkah. That's the side why Moshe Rabbeinu lifts up his hands. Lifting up your hands means that you're taking your hands and you're picking them up above your head. You're picking them up above that place which you're able to understand things, above that place of the regular way of Meichen, the regular way of you're able to understand that this is Tov and this is Ra. You pick your hands up, which means you're surrendering. You're surrendering to something much bigger than anything you're able to see, anything you're able to know, and you're able to be Megala, that Soid, the Shevish of everything, which is Bereshis Nami Maimerhu. That's the Soid that's the Zgala, Dafka, when Moshe Rabbeinu wants to fight them. And therefore, Azeh Atikin, what's the Tikin? L'staka L'mala. L'staka L'hovim, B'Shevish Achizas L'mala. L'hovim Shumakab L'chias M'lamala, M'kedusha Gvoya. Like we said earlier in Lukut Halachas, in this halacha, that by being magala the soid of where Amalek comes from, you're then able to totally destroy it. When you're able to be magala, that needs to be lakos, even in Amalek, even in the worst place, that is able to be achrisa ada oivid. The way to destroy Amalek is being magala that even in that place of Amalek, even in that place which is Bali Am, it's the highest level of klipa. The worst level of keeping, the lowest level of keeping, Shar Nun, to be Magala, the Rabban Hashem, even in that Makim, that Mamele able to be Magala, the way they're able to destroy Amalek, you reveal their core, their source is only from the Rabban Hashem. They don't Chalila have independent existence, which it looks like in the world we live in, it looks like there's independent existence. It looks like Avodah Zarah is doing its own thing, and it's not getting its chiz from the Rabban Hashem. When you're able to be Magala, that even the Avodah Zarah, even Amalek, even the worst klipa is also getting its chiz from the Rabban Hashem. And at that moment, it's called Risha Kula Kashin Tichla. All the evil dissipates in a second. Everything falls apart. Kina Vecha Hashem, Kina Vecha Yavedu. Everything falls apart. At that moment, you're able to be Magal. The Nitzitz is there. Even in the place of Amalek, even in the worst klipas, Amela, at that moment, everything's able to be Magal. Bracious Nami Maimrahu. You're able to get to the place of Ahavash Abadas. That's the Gila of what's going to happen. Asad Lovely. But to be able to be Magal, the Rabban Hashem, Mamash, and that Makim. Dr. Mnas and Esther, Bechinis Astara. Bechinas kedusha kedusha gvaya. Now Esther Amalka is that level of astara, like we said. Vanoichi Hastar Astar Aspanai is astara shabataycha astara, and Esther Amalka is that giloy of that level of ahava shabadas. She distars vanalamis. It's hidden. Is that what you can't see regularly? And like we said, it's astara shabataycha astara. The first level of astara, be able to see. That's the level of the regular way the nations try to fight us. That level of astara shabataycha astara. That's the level of Esther. Vanoichi Hastar Astar Aspanai. Vezoisa kedusha daika. The only one that's able to go into the palace and to live with Achashverosh, literally live with Achashverosh, is only Esther Amalka. Only the highest level of Kedusha is able to go down to the lowest places. That's the level of Bereishis Nami Maimer, able to go down to those places and able to reveal the Nitzitz of Elokus over there. What happens when Achashverosh is together with Esther? They have a child called Daryavesh who ends up rebuilding the second Beis HaMikdash. He ends up building the second Beis HaMikdash. It's only Esther Amalka, only the highest level of Kedusha, which is the one that's the most hidden, the Astara Shabbataycha Astara, is able to go down to the Mekaymes HaMetunafles Ma'oid, to that place which is the worst place. Like we said before, that the palace of Achashverosh was filled with Avodah Zarah, he was a Shtufei Zimu, he was a terrible person. But to be Magala in that Makam, Keli Keli Lama Zavtani, that when Esther Malka calls that Ayim Mekaym Kavodi in the palace of Achashverosh, she's able to be Magala the Nitzitz of Elokos, that the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, is going to happen from that palace, from the bedroom of Achashverosh. That's the worst place. You can't get worse than that. The bedroom of Achashverosh, Esther Amalka, which is the bechina of Ahava Shabadas, which is that level of Astara Shabbataycha Astara, is able to go down to that place, and then Magal the Nitzitz of Elokos over there, and from there is able to come to Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And Esther, bechinas Astara. Because it's that level of Bereishis Nami Maimer, that it's a Maimer Sasam, that's the only place that place which the Makam Satanov is able to get its Chias. Because of that star of Esther Malka, she won't get touched. I won't get fazed by going down into that place. That's what happened to Esther. The greatest tragedy takes place. She gets taken by Achashverosh and she has to live with him. Even after the story is over, after we finish Megillas Esther, Esther Malka is still living with Achashverosh. That's why Be'emes, Achashverosh didn't touch her. Come over. Like Tosfos already writes. What happened? Tosfos already writes that every time Esther went in to be with Achashverosh, she sent in a shade. She sent in somebody that looked like Esther Malka. Esther Malka was never touched b'chal by Achashverosh. Chalila, Zaktais is to say, but Esther Malka was touched the key was by Achashverosh. He never was able to touch her because of the Gaidel Kedusha. As she went down, she never went down. Esther Malka was able to go to that place and she wasn't touched b'chal. Only the tzaddik that's on the highest level could do that, or the person who's already fallen to that lowest place. Right? There's only two people who are able to reveal the Kedusha in the lowest places. Either the person who's the highest level of tzaddik, who can be confident that he can go to the place and not be touched b'chal, which is not shaykh for the average person. That's why we said a person has to go with tumimus and pshitas and stay as far away as he could from anything that has even a shemetz of rav with ear, because we don't have the ability to be able to elevate. It's usr, it's locked up, it's forbidden for us to touch. But the one who's able to reveal that is also the person that's fallen to the lowest places. The person that fell to the lowest madrega, who's now in the palace of Achashverosh. Ksher avadati avadati. She went in Baratzen. The person who's there in that place, in the place of the palace of Achashverosh, all they need to do is scream at Ayim Akayim Kavoidoi, reveal the Rabbanishim in the palace, and then what you're revealing is not just a regular level of a Havashah B'yamim, but revealing a Havashah B'das, and that's where the Binyan Beis HaMikdash comes from. The highest level of the Ar that's able to reveal Dafka Ba'amke Achlipas. What happened? She slept, so to speak, with Achashverosh. She went to the mikvah, and then she went to be again with Mordechai. She was back and forth. Mordechai Achashverosh, Mordechai Achashverosh. Why? You read this Bab Keklibus canal. The only one that's really with her is Mordechai Tzadik. Achashverosh is with the shade. He's with some fake version of Esther, not the real Esther. Again, Vahavan Advarim Hetiv is a very, very deep Torah that Reb Nachman is saying, based on this deep Torah that Reb Nachman gave. That's well, like we said, one of the most fundamental Torahs that we need to hold on to is Torah Reish Pei Beis and Torah Yud Beis and Tanyana. But it's this Imak of recognizing Dafka Ba'imke Aklipis, Dafka in that place of the Goydel Astara, Astara Shabbataycha Astara, with the cry of I am a Kohen Kavodi, able to be Magala the highest level of Kedusha, and in that Malkin be able to be Magala that Esther Malka has never touched. Only Mordechai really has a shlit on Esther Malka, able to be Magala the Oimek of Daryavish, which is going to come to rebuild a bit, second Mesa Mikdash. Dr. Manasseh, we'll just end with this last ice. V'alkin v'purim, mutter v'asiyas malacha, v'aim v'ashim kedushas yantif klal. That's when Purim, you're allowed to do malacha, right? Somebody mamash asked me this in shul this past week. He said, if Purim's such a high yantif, so what's the pshat? You're able to do malacha. It's kashable. Tani asks, and is maimer chai vinish? And so Rasan's asking the same kasha. If Purim's so high, saying Purim's the highest yantif at any yantif, so why can I drive on Purim? Why is it no chiv? It should be like Shabbos, it should be like Yom Kippur. No eating or drinking, no anything. No malacha b'chlal. The regular R which comes down on a yantif, on a regular yantif, is not so high. And therefore, the only way to make sure that that R doesn't get contaminated is don't do anything weekday. Don't drive a car. Don't be involved in the business. Don't do anything that's connected to the outside world, the Olam HaGashmi, because if you do that, then you can affect the light that comes down a regular yantif. The R of Purim is such a strong floodlight that it doesn't get affected, b'chlal. Because of the greatness of the Ar of Purim, is that level of a Havasha Badas, and it could go down to the place where the palace of Achashverosh and not get affected. So we can work on Purim. We could drive a car, we could be on our phones, we could be involved in regular malacha. What about, you tell me the Ar is so big? Hagufa. Because the Ar is so big, because the floodlight is so strong, you're not going to affect it, Bechlal. The light is too strong for you to be able to affect in any which way. And therefore, Dafka, because it's a Havasha Badas, and it's not a Havasha B'yamin, that's why you're able to be involved in malacha. It's not a chesaron of Purim. The Baltani writes, come out the same thing in a different shyness. It's not the chesaron of Purim. The milah of Purim is the fact that it's a regular weekday. That's the milah of Purim. The fact that the R is so strong that it could come down to a regular Sunday and it can be involved in everything we're involved in a regular every other Sunday. And Afal Pekin, we're tapping into the R of Purim because the R of Purim is so strong and it doesn't come down to Levushim and Kalim that Mimela is able to reveal in that place, which is even in Malach and Yantif. It's so strong, the light, they can't see the light. It's something that people don't know and people don't recognize as much. The same way we say Megillas Esther doesn't have any of the names of Hashem, Shira Shirim also doesn't say once any of the names of Hashem. Not one name of the Rabban Shem is mentioned anywhere in Shira Shirim. It's all Mashal. But it's Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why? The R is so strong that the R is coming down in a way that's a Malam and a Kalim. It's higher than the world of a Gvul. Every name of the Rabban Shalom means Avashab Yamim. It's the way that the Ramanisham is expressing himself. There's Kavaya, there's Ka, there's Elakenu, there's Elakim, there's different ways that the Ramanisham expresses himself. Those are Levushim. The R that comes down on Purim and in Shira Shirim is the same R. It's Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's higher than Levushim. R and Enim and Amida. It's that level which is way, way, way above anything which could be a name. So what comes down? L'chaira, Megillah is on a lower level. Doesn't have the Ramanisham's name. Shira Shirim is on a lower level. Doesn't have the Ramanisham's name. Zachazal Nernal Faker. Because it doesn't have the Rabban Shem's name, that means it's on a higher level. That means it's Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's that R of Voracious Nami Maimarhu. It's the R of Ahava Shabbadas. It's that which is higher than Kalim. I mean, maybe it doesn't have any names. The fact that it doesn't have any names means that you're tapping into the Atzmius as opposed to just a name. It's not just a way, a label that's being put on it. You're tapping into the essence of the R of the Rabban Shalom, that R of Maimar Sassam, the R of Ahava Shabbadas, which is going to be revealed when Mashiach comes. That's the R that's found in Shir Shirim, and that's the R that's found in Megillah. It's days of Toiv, which means it's Yamim. Yamim is a symptom. Yamim is a Havasha V'Yamim. If you want to tap into the R of Yontif, you can't do any Melacha. And you have to make Kiddush, and you have to be able to experience the R of Yontif that comes down through the Levush, which is called Yontif. And Meli can't do anything. If you do work on Yontif, then what's happening is the Yimei Ra are overpowering the Yimei HaToiv and not going to be able to experience the Yimei HaToiv. Aval b'Purim shenichnam in his battle sheirish ara legamri on Purim when you wipe out it's chayiv inish lebesum raya adal yada ben oram lebarch mordechai, everything's one, you're tapping into or of a havashav adas. So al kain ain't shrichel makadosh. There's no kiddush on Purim. Why not? Why do you make kiddush on Purim? You don't need to make kiddush on Purim. Kiddush means that up until I made kiddush, it wasn't holy, and now I make kiddush and I make it holy. Purim is megal the level of a havashav adas, which is that everything's holy. That every place that I'm in is be'etzem holy. That the nitzitz of alakos is found everywhere. That even in the darkest, worst places, the nitzitz of alakos is found over there. And therefore, I don't have to make kiddush to make it holy. It intrinsically is holy, and I could be involved in malacha and weekday malacha, and it doesn't affect the light of kihuzeh. Alkin ain't shrichel the kaddish. Don't make kiddush on Purim. Kiddush is Kiddush Yontif. Kulamalam Yabim. It's higher than a regular Yontif. Yontif on Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush to make it holy. Zachar Yom Shabbos Likachai, make Kiddush Alakais to make it holy. Purim, don't make Kiddush. Purim is intrinsically holy. There's no Yemei Ra. It's that level of a Havashah B'das. Kelem Shum Shlita Oz. Alkein afilum oisem alocha shachol ein la ra shum shlito lachiz behem klal ki oz nichna ven his batal hara lagamri b'sherashay shafilum oisem alocha shachol. You're involved in regular weekday, mundane activities. Ain lo yishlam shlita v'achiz behem. You're in krach gadol shabaraymi. You're in the worst places. You're makayim esam etanofis. You're in the house of Achashverosh. You don't get affected b'chal. Like Esther Malka, she sent the Shaden and she wasn't touched b'chal. Because of the greatness, the highest level of her light, she wasn't affected b'chal. Esther Malka is a star. Shabbatai chastara. She's maimer sasum. She's a level of Bereshis. And therefore, she's not affected at all. The light of Purim is that same light. It's the light of Esther Malka. It's that light which doesn't get affected at all by anything that's taking place. And Mimele can be involved in weekday activities. There's no Kiddush. It's a regular weekday, but it's the highest light that's Dafka coming down. It's the Or of Shir Shirim. It's the Or which doesn't have any names to it. Or of Havashah B'dash. It's higher than Zman. The whole Indian of Purim is Lamalame Yazman. Lamalame Yom Vamidish, right? That's why the first Mishnah Megillah says that Purim doesn't have a day. Purim is Yedal Tezvav, but it's also Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. What do you mean? When's Purim? When's the Yontif of Purim? I don't know, it fluctuates. Some years it falls on Yud Aleph, some years Yud Beis, some years Yud Gimel. Depends when Monday and Thursday fell out that year. How's it? Purim is Amal Me'ezman. Purim is not limited to a day. Purim is Be'etzim, it's higher. Mishenichnas Adar is already Marv Mesimcha. Right at the beginning of the month, already Marv Mesimcha. No other Yontif do we do that. There were Marv Mesimcha at the beginning of the month. But Purim is Amal Me'ezman. Purim is higher than Yomim. It's higher than Midas. It doesn't have a label to it. Purim is just straight Ahava Shabbadas. It's that highest level of Ahava that the Rebbe reveals to Klal Yisrael, Dafka in the greatest, darkest places. That's why Chazal say that Esther is Seif Kol Anisim. Esther is that place at Yelsa Shachar. It's the darkest moment in Klal Yisrael's history. In between Beis HaMikdash Harishon, Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, when it was the darkest moment, right before the light begins to shine, it's that darkest point. That's when the Nes of Purim took place. Right before they started rebuilding the second Beis HaMikdash, that was the darkest moment in Klal Yisrael's history. We thought Hashem forgot about us. We thought the 7 years had passed and we're going to remain in Golas forever. Achashverosh thought that. Haman thought that. Klal Yisrael thought that. We thought everything was over. But it's Dafka over there, they're able to reveal the greatest light. That light of Bereishis is Nami Marmi, the light of Mashiach. That's what gets revealed every year on Purim. The light of Mashiach gets revealed. The Yid gets shikr. Adla Yadam and Arham Labarch Marcha. You get to that level, there's no Yamim anymore. There's no days, there's no Zman, there's no limitations, there's no labels. You get into that place way, way above. You're able to tap into the essence of the love that the Rosh Hashanah has for every Yid. Not the way Hashem expresses His love, because that's not always easy to see. We deal with challenges, we deal with tragedies, we deal with Golos that we've been in for 2,000 years. And on that level, it's talking out of Hava. On the level of a Hava Shabbat Yomim, we don't experience the love of the Rebbe Shimon every day of our lives. And we experience days which are Yimei Ra, and Yimei Sinah, and not days which are good. On the level of a Hava that the Rebbe Shimon expresses, it's not always good. But on the level of Purim, you're not tapping into the level of love and level of a Hava that the Rebbe Shimon is expressing. You're tapping into that which is beyond expression, that which goes into that place of a Hava Shabbat Das, that world which is you raise up your hands and it's above the head. It's that Keser Munich Al Roshay. That's what a person is able to experience in Purim. This is the Ur. What comes down on Purim? So Hashem should help us. We've been learning this Torah already for a few months. This Torah of Yud Beis, this Torah of Tinyan Yud Beis. I am a Kaim Kavoide. You should take with us into Purim this Kaich of us, Kaich of I am a Kaim Kavoide, and realize that it's in the palace of Achashverosh, in the worst places, that worst moment of our lives, that that's where Amalek attacks us. It's Dafka over there that we can reveal the highest level of Ar, that greatest Gilui, that level which is called the Hava Shabbadas, the level which is beyond Yimei Ahava, Yimei Sina, Yimei Toiv, Yimei Ra, Mordechai, Haman, that level which is beyond all of that. Beyond Yontif and weekday, beyond Kiddush and no Kiddush, a level which is way, way beyond any of those Levushim, any of those names, any of the Rosh Hashanah is now Havaya, he's now Alekim, he's now Ka, the way the Rosh Hashanah is expressing himself, way, way beyond any expression. We're just able to experience the intrinsic love that the Rosh Hashanah has that's beyond expression. We're able to experience it on Purim. So Hashem should help us. Should be zeichah to get rid of all the Levushim on Purim, everything that gets in the way of us being able to really experience that and just feel it. Chayiv Inish Lebesume, Mamash Lebesume Bebaraya. Label Eger writes that the word Lebesume means to get shikar, but Lebesume also means besamim. To be able to get to something which is beyond that which I can see. I can smell. Smell is the highest one of the reyach. It's the highest one of the chushim. Reyach is considered to be the yichidah shem nefesh, the highest level. Chayiv inishal besumi. You have to get shikar on Purim where you can smell. It's not expression. Smell is beyond expression. Smell is, you don't express things. Smell is something that's beyond something that can be expressed. Every yid needs to get shikar on Purim to the level he's able to smell the ahava that the Rebbe Shimon has. Like Yitzhak Avinu said, when he thought Esav walked in, he thought it was Esav, and he said, I don't care what you look like on the outside. You look like Esav, and you talk like Esav. The smell of a Yid, the inside smell of a Yid is like Re'ech Kaneden. The Levushim don't matter. You dressed up like Esav, it doesn't matter. The inside of a Yid is mamash like that Re'ech of Re'ech Kaneden. That's the Oymek. Whatever Yid needs to experience, Hashem Shadal Basu, Shibizecha. Shibizecha. Tzileni Meklipas Amalek. Tzileni Meklipas Haman Amalek. Shibizecha. The Kedushas Mardcha Esther. Shibizecha. This level of Astar, Shabbatayicha Astara. The Galvis R, the R which comes down only on Purim. And it's going to come down on Mitzvah. That's lovely.